I'm Joe Cerbi from Fred Film Radio. I'm here with my colleague Chiara Nicoletti.
Hi, everyone.
At the 32 Torino Film Festival, and we're here with part of the international jury, with the English-speaking one, the not Italian one part, which are Geoff Andrew, Deborah Granik, and Giorgi Palfi. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
My first question is like a general one. How are you working on selecting, judging the movies you see? Do you have rules that you decided with the other colleagues? Did you have some, or you just go by ear?
We haven't had that discussion yet. We've met each other. We've been watching some films together. But actually, our first discussion is, I think, tomorrow or a couple of days away. And then there will be a discussion at the end. I'm not sure. We haven't been told there are any rules, apart from, obviously, we don't tell you what we think about the films.
Of course. And I was not asking. As you see, I was very, very discreet. Really discreet.
Well, we will vote what we like the best.
Good, which is always the best choice.
But do you sometimes use a criteria? What are the things that you look at the most when you're watching a film?
Mm-hmm. I would think there is an element of mystery. Not I don't mean like hooey, but I just mean mystery, because there's a factor for each person, right? Of something that touches you, and you're not sure why. You don't. It's not always first an intellectual response. There can be this, you know, visceral or gut response where you know that you were affected by a film. And so that sometimes those will float to the top. And what will be curious for us is if some of those same films float to the top. And then other days, I think, you know, it depends on also how your head's working. Some days it will be an intellectual response. You know, you'll be like, wow, interesting references that filmmaker used, or interesting disruption, or the person didn't use score. Why not? That was effective. It was eerie. It was weird. So, you know, you're going to get bombarded, I think, by different reasons for being deeply attracted to a film.
I'm looking for a brave, unusual movie makers, and I'm waiting for the surprise.
Of course you are. I mean, you made one of the bravest movie ever done.
I hope so.
You did. You did. I mean, so you must look for that too.
Yeah, I'm looking for something similar. Then.
No. Most of you have been in Torino before, so you know actually what to expect. Did you know actually what to expect when you were asked to be part of a jury? What did you think? What made you accept this task, this role?
I wanted a good time. I've been going through a slightly difficult time for reasons I don't need to go into. And I got an invitation, and I thought this is going to be the perfect way to spend a week watching films, which I adore, and discussing them with other people. When we watch each film is more than one film. Each film exists in as many forms as the people who see it, because we all interpret a film differently. And that's what's going to be great about the discussions, because we are all watching slightly different films. And it will be interesting to see how we can learn from each other. We can disagree with each other or agree, but it's an education, and it's a fun education.
I'd have to say I'm on the same page with Jeff. You know, Torino is known around the world as a place to come for off the hook, over the top, number 10 pleasures. It's, you know, I know you guys are jaded, but for the rest of the world, this is a very special city. And
no, we know that.
Yeah, you know that. Oh. Okay, good. Okay.
Absolutely.
And so it's really hard to turn down an invitation to come to Torino. And then the festival is also got that mixture of unusual films that are selected for different reasons, for not just that reason where, you know, we all know that there are festivals where there's a lot of copycat. You know, you see the same titles at festivals over and over and over again. They do this large, important cycle each year. And then, so it's a big relief, and it's exciting to be presented with a page for jury where you don't know the titles. You know, that makes it kind of it's a rigor.
Yeah.
A rigor and a vigor.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
And what was the choice for you? What made you decide to come to here?
You came because there was no red carpet.
No. It's it doesn't care.
Red yeah, carpet. Exactly.
We have Maserati, you know.
I know.
And he heard I was coming.
That was at time. So it's I like here before 2 years ago. I like the city and the museum. It's, mm-hmm. You have a great cinema museum, and the organizer asked me more than 1 year before, let's come to the jury and watch movies together. So it's they wanted me so much, and I'm very proud they want me. so it's approximately it's 1 year ago we decide I will come here, and I made space in my life for this festival, and I think we have a very good group of the jury members, but we don't know who has what kind of taste. But we will see and we will discuss about it.
There will be blood.
There always blood, you know. Yes. In the jury, there's always blood.
Yeah.
So have a nice festival. Thank you for being here with us. We really appreciate your company. So we'll see you. We'll see what you decide in the end.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We will show
thank you.
You.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Grazie.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti with Angelo Acerbi from Torino 32 for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.